Welcome to the Align Business Podcast. I'm your host, Kelsey Kerslake, CEO of personal branding agency, Pinegate Road, and business coach to online service providers, coaches, and educators. I know that you believe that living a great life is so much more than the business that you lead or the money that you make. Each week, we'll dive into what it actually takes to live an aligned life with a business that supports it. Let's do this. This show is brought to you by the Align Business Academy. Are you so ready to go all in with your online business and hit six figures this year in a way that feels fulfilling and true to you? Apply now for the Align Business Academy. This is our signature program that helps you scale your online business with one-on-one and community support, a framework for learning all things online business, and a proprietary three-part system for scaling while working way less than you are now. Say hello to more freedom, income, and impact. Apply now at pinegateroad.com/academy. That's pinegateroad.com/academy. Hello, hope you're having an amazing day. I am officially starting the podcast back up. We're going to get regular here. I feel like there was a big something that happened about 6 months ago that I'm going to be sharing a little bit about, and it put the podcast on hold, and I'm ready to get back and going. We have some amazing guests coming on. I have probably 10 interviews scheduled, so know that this is officially happening again. I'm so excited to be here with you. And I feel like a lot of things had to happen for me to personally be in a place where I could focus on this and give it the attention that it deserves. I feel like at some points I was creating the podcast and it was almost like this thing that I had to get done that week. And I never want this content or me showing up here to feel like something that I just have to get done. I want this to feel like something that I'm excited to do. I think that with anything in business, yes, we're doing things to build our foundation and we're doing things that we don't necessarily love, love, love doing, but we're doing them in a way that allows us to be living that life that we desire. And that is what I'm going to go over because I feel like the last 6 months have been full of a lot of that in my life. And I want to catch you up. I've missed this. I've missed hanging out with you, and I'm excited to hang out here and just talk voice to voice here to your ear hole. All right. So I don't even know what my last episode was, but if you've been following for a while, you'll know that I have been focusing on growing the coaching business, the aligned business. And over the past year, that has taken a lot of my attention. I've obviously been coaching for a couple of years now. I've been podcasting since 2016. And I feel like things really, really took off in the last year, which was kind of a culmination of so many things. I think as business owners, we sometimes are experimenting with all of these different things. And then finally, we really hone in on what we are meant to do, what other people then see us doing. And it kind of creates the snowball effect where we're really getting the attention. I don't feel like I've grown that big. but I feel like it's been bigger than it ever has been, which is pretty cool. So things have kind of been flowing. My programs have been growing really, really naturally. Something that I did focus on starting at the end of 2019 was putting out some paid ads. So I actually started growing my email list using a paid ad strategy. So I actually have just used one freebie. It's called 25 Profitable Offerings. And I put that on ads. This is like not a awesome ad strategy to do. I'm actually working with a ad coach right now. And she's like, I can't believe that you do this. but I basically had the same ads on for about a year and a half. And they've been slowly going out there, finding new people that the 25 profitable offerings could support. And then they've been opting into my email list. And so over time, over the past year and a half, I've naturally been able to reach more people because I'm paying money to have that freebie go out to more people than I could ever reach organically. So that is something that I think has played a cool part in the natural evolution and growth of my company and how people are finding us, which is really exciting. So over the last year, things have been growing. It's been exciting. I know that you know I have been working towards our first $1 million year at Pinegate and at the Align Business. And it is well on its way. I'm very excited about how this year is going to be shaping up and the projections that we have going on. So one of the things that actually happened this past year is that I had been scaling the Align Business. We had a team of, I think we had 7 coaches supporting as accountability coaches. And if you know anything about the Align Business Academy, you know that every single person, every single student that comes in gets a one-on-one coach. This is something I think is so important when it comes to getting support. I think that we need that mix of having somebody who you are intentionally meeting with, who knows your details, who is meeting with you one-on-one, as well as having that group and that network so you can feed off of the energy of other people who are in it too. And I think I just love that mix. So that is what we've set up in the academy and in our mastermind programs since day one. And I knew that when I started that our accountability coaches would be able to scale, that we would be set up to reach $1 million. I designed my business to reach $1 million. And the cool thing is that it all worked. I haven't hit $1 million yet, but I'm just like, it's well on its way. Like all the projections are there. It's happening, which is awesome. So that being said, I was like, oh, like this is so tangible. This is happening. Where are we heading after that? And I realized that because I had designed my business to reach 7 figures, I made certain decisions. And I think that this happens in our business. We have this future goal, we design our business to support us to get there, and then that's it. But what about scaling beyond that? And I didn't really think about what my business would be looking like structurally, team-wise, at $5 million or beyond that. I was kind of going crazy. I was like mapping out our $20 million company. If you know me, you know I get really into the planning and the numbers and just being like, what is possible? So anyway, I got a little too crazy there. And what I realized is that the $5 million mark for where I'm personally at and the structure that I want to be growing to is where we do have full-time employees in the business. This is where we start having an org chart that actually supports with full-time employees to the 5 million. And then beyond that, it's just about getting more people within that same structure to scale beyond that. And the design that I had for my business at $1 million was with contractors. And as I started to scale that, it became unsustainable to continue to have contractors in my business. Not to mention, I started realizing that there's certain legal things that come into play as you're working with contractors long term and training them and really giving them and training them with your own intellectual property, which is what I would need to do if I were scaling to 5 million, to 20 million, et cetera. So there was this huge aha moment that happened sometime around November. And I had just hired 5 new accountability coaches near the end of September, early October. And I was like, oh, crap. they are supporting this model of my business that I need to be switching up. And it felt like a huge, It was this moment where I knew I had to change things in order to support the future vision of my business. And I felt really, really comfortable where I was currently. I loved all the people that were supporting in the business. This was nothing about the actual people or how they fit the position that was described. It was really about me having this aha moment that the business structure itself and the actual support we were bringing into the program needed to shift. At the same time, after getting some feedback from our students, which we're always like optimizing the program and getting feedback and making sure we're really truly supporting people in reaching the goals that they set off to have when they enroll, we realized that while accountability was amazing and it was really, really working for a lot of the students, some people needed a little bit more than check-ins and goal setting and things like that, and that they were wanting some of this one-on-one time and space to make real strategic plans for their business. And while we cover that in the program and we have critiques and all of these things that facilitate it, there was this little something missing. And I knew that I wanted to add some one-on-one time where coaches were sitting down with our students and making step-by-step action plans based on where they were at, and then they could meet with them over and over again to be able to guide them and make sure that they were strategically set up, not just holding them accountable to the goals that they were specifically setting. We wanted this, like, you know, seeing what is actually possible for these students beyond what they think is possible for themselves. And hopefully that, you know, maybe you're resonating with that. I know for me, I always know that, like, I am so in my own head and I am so in the doing of my own things that it takes that outside perspective to really help me kind of like get out of what is, you know, quote unquote normal for me so that I can start to see what is actually possible. I do love to dream, and it's always helpful when other people from the outside can see these things that I just can't see. I think this is the beauty of getting coaches, of having masterminds, of being in community, because these people can sometimes see these facets of ourselves and of our businesses that we just can't see because we are so in it. And I wanted more of that for our students. So as we were transitioning and I was thinking through this all, I realized that the accountability coaches that we had before, who were there to do weekly check-ins with our students, voice memos on Voxer, and really just make sure that they were, you know, checking off their to-do lists of the goals that they had set for them, I realized that we needed somebody who I was personally training in all of the methodologies, and somebody that was not just pointing the students to lessons within the framework, but that was there to have that bigger picture and be trained in our strategies so that they could come up with that creative, you know, flow and strategy there on those calls and create the action plans for them with them. And this was the vision I had. So I knew that the way it was set up was not, first of all, going to support beyond $1 million financially, and legally, it was not in alignment to continue to have contractors that were running their own businesses. This was like a huge thing that I needed to like figure out. And once I started realizing the benefits of having employees, I knew that that was the direction that I needed to go in. And it hurt my heart at the same time because I'm like, I love all of our people so much. My team is amazing. And I know that their goals are not to be an employee. We specifically hired people who were growing their own businesses and wanted to take on accountability coaching as kind of a side gig in a way. So this was completely out of alignment with everybody that we just hired, and I knew a big transition had to happen. I also didn't understand or didn't know the intricacies of legally what having employees would look like, what the future org chart would look like, because I mean, obviously I'm doing org charts, I'm doing company planning, we're doing all of the team stuff and setting people up for success, but now it's going to look different. And so I had to spend some time figuring out, what does this actually look like? What are our new processes and procedures? What does a transition plan look like? Because our aligned business programs are evergreen. People are joining all of the time and they join for a year. So what does this look like when people's coaches are transitioning? How do we manage the feelings? How do we manage that, you know, transition and that trust to another coach? There were all of these things that I was thinking through, and it was messy in my brain. It took a while for me to figure this out. And I think the biggest thing, because I'm a very like emotional, heartfelt human, I really wanted to make sure everybody was feeling good and supported throughout this entire process. So what this took was a lot of intentional and conscious conversations, figuring it out with people instead of designing this all in a silo, which is what I usually do. I usually do things on my own and then just tell people like how things are going to go. But me building a company and not just being the solo entrepreneur, I knew that I had to bring my team along for the journey. And it was really, really cool to see what things they had to say, what, you know, conversations we were having and how they were supporting not only the students, but the future of the company and the ideas that they had for moving forward, and how willing everybody was to work together to make this transition smooth, mostly for the students and for their highest good. That was just really incredible. And it was a big lesson learned over this past, you know, 6 months. So all of that to say, that is what I've been focusing on. And I decided to not focus on the podcast just because I felt like I was going to be a little messy there because I was figuring out my ish behind the scenes. And I wanted to come back and just come back full force, know what I was doing, know where I was heading, and be able to have the time and space to be able to have more interviews scheduled. At that time, my calendar was very booked up and I did not have a lot of wiggle room to actually produce the podcast. As we are getting teams set up and all of these things, we officially have started we have two new people that will be coming on full time. We are training them currently. We have our amazing Liz, who was here through this entire transition. She was somebody who actually applied for the accountability coach in October, and I loved what she was doing. She's actually a former Align Business Academy student. And I said, you know what? Here is where my head is at. I do not have this all figured out. Are you willing? One, like, does it align with your life vision to come into a company as an employee? And if so, does this position sound like something that you would want to come on as? And will you be with me for the journey and however this will ebb and flow? And she was like, she took a couple days to think about it and she's like, yes, I am all in. So thank you, Liz, for being on this journey with me. So we will officially, as of this month, it is April 6, 2021 today. And as of, you know, April 1st, we officially have our whole new team in place, which is really, really exciting. So yeah, the transition took about those 6 months, and we're officially in the new version of the Align Business and of Pinegate Road. And that's another thing to talk about, actually. So another thing was that Pinegate Road, the agency, and Align Business, the coaching business, were very much blurred. So with team, like people were in a lot of different things. And part of this transition was also setting the businesses up to actually be two separate businesses. So as of this week, I officially have a personal brand on Instagram, Kelsey Kerslake. We have Pine Gate Road, which is the design agency. And then we have the Align Business, which is the coaching business. And while I've kind of had the vision for this a long time ago, I was not ready to structurally change how things were set up. And now that I have the team officially in, like, everything is separate, like I'm literally running two separate businesses with two separate teams. Now things feel a little bit more solid. I also want to share with you, if you are in a phase in your business where you are, you know, working towards your first six figures or towards your first multi six figure year, and you feel like you have these different facets of your business, I don't necessarily think you have to go through this structural change just yet. I think sometimes, like, when we're early on, we're like, oh my gosh, I want to do this in my business and this and this and this. There's a lot of different facets of your business that need to be explored. And I really want you to think about what feels the easiest right now as far as marketing and showing up. Usually as you're growing and building, it is just you. So focusing on one Instagram account or one, you know, marketing venture is usually best. I intentionally broke these into three different things because I will have other people managing the Align Business and managing Pine Gate Road. I'm still only focusing on my personal brand, Kelsey Kerslake, and then that material can then feed into Pine Gate Road and the Align Business if it needs to, but there will also be other content that other people on the team are producing for each of those ventures. So I would just kind of, you know, if you're hearing this and you're like, oh, Kelsey separated her things into three separate accounts, I should be doing that too. I just want to call that out, that, like, not necessarily. Like, does it feel good? Does it feel easy? Can you manage three accounts? I'll just say this is literally 10 years in the making of being at the place where I have the foundations and the team support to be able to function and have two solid businesses running. It did not happen at the beginning. So just know that, like, you don't need to be separating. I think people hear that sometimes and think, like, they need to be doing it. So just wanted to share that. Yeah, so officially separated Pine Gate Road and the Align Business and my personal brand, so I can post all of the things about Carter and not feel like it's weird that I'm doing that on my business account. That feels good. Okay, and so lastly, I want to talk about where I am personally heading in life, some of the things I'm future thinking about. This year, I feel like, or probably this last year, I was very much doing things that were setting a really strategic foundation for the business. So learning how to do Facebook ads, getting email funnels set up, really working through funnels and webinars and, like, all of these kind of, like, I don't know, like, foundational businessy things that are needed to have your business grow. And I feel like I got very caught up in the numbers. I spent a lot of time, you know, thinking about business plans and the right ways in which to do things and coming up with strategic plans and all of these things. And a little bit of me feels like I lost that fun and intuitive side of me that was how I got to where I am. And I do think in life and in business, we're always in these ebbs and flows, and there's no such thing as a real balance. There's, I think, a mindfulness around ebbing and flowing and making sure that you're feeling good and you're intentionally choosing which side of the spectrum you're flowing to. And last year, I feel like I really ebbed towards the strategy side. I was really craving work after being on maternity leave and having a baby. I ended up getting, you know, post-pandemic, I have 4 days of childcare now. I have a lot more time to devote to my work, and it was fun. It's really what I was craving. That is what was feeling aligned for me. having 4 days of work is still what feels aligned for me. I really, really love this mix right now. And what's cool is I've designed my business to be able to flow with whatever is feeling aligned for me. And something that is feeling aligned for my future, for our future as a family, is having baby number two. And I'm not pregnant, but if you followed me for a while, you know, I have endometriosis. We went through IVF. I had a lot of infertility issues. So to get Carter, my son, who turns, oh my gosh, he turns 2 in 10 days, which is honestly, you know how, I don't know, a lot of moms will say that things go by so quickly, and I'm really thankful. I told my like self-care coach the other week, and I was like, I've been really present throughout this, and it feels really good. I don't feel like it went so fast. Like, I feel like I've been able to intentionally be with Carter as he's growing up and him turning 2. It feels about right. So anyway, I don't feel like it went by too fast. I'm like, yeah, of course he's 2. Like, that feels right. But yeah, he'll be 2. And I know that we've always wanted to have a second baby. So we are going through the process right now. I've been going to like doctor's appointments and kind of like prepping for the second baby to come. So just know that is a thing. we'll be going through the IVF process again. We have a couple embryos and they're frozen, so we'll be doing that. And yeah, hopefully soon, but we will let God, universe, decipher when all of that timing is right. And I'm sure I'll be sharing how that whole thing goes, because I'm just a weird open book about all of these things. And so, yeah, baby number 2. And I think this has really been having me think about like what happened last maternity leave and what I can be doing differently for this next future maternity leave. And one of the things that, like, after having gone through so much strategy, really being kind of in this like numbers, I would say more male, masculine flow of business, I am really wanting to take some time back to have a lot of open space in my calendar. Because what happens when I personally have more space, I have my mind gets more clear, and I have that freedom for my mind to wander and infuse some really cool things into my business that don't happen when I am so booked up. So one of the things I'm actually working towards this summer is building a visioning week into my months every single month. So this is a week where I will have nothing on my calendar. I'm not going to take any appointments. I'm going to have 4 solid days, my work week, where I can meditate, where I can go for long walks, where I can go to a museum, you know, COVID prohibiting or whatever. And I'm just really excited to bring that time back into my life. And I don't think that I'm there yet, but I think that getting the team set up to be able to facilitate that is going to be really huge. I have an amazing director of operations who is the manager of the coaching team. And I have our project manager and account manager who is the manager of our design team. So they are going to be the people who are running the team and doing the doing. And that's really, really nice. On the coaching side of the business, it's been me managing the people for the past year or two. And now I finally have our amazing director of operations who is like, she's managing the people. And I think if you are thinking about growing your business and growing team, know that you do not have to be the manager if you have team. I think this is a thing that people, they're like, I don't want to manage people. Know that you can hire people to be managers, but you do need to set the vision and how you want your company to be running. You need to set the culture. A lot of these like higher overarching things that you need to determine and decide as a leader. And then you hire the people to implement and do and be catalysts of your bigger vision. This is honestly everything that we work on in our Align Business Mastermind program. So if you are in that place where you are ready to grow and scale to $1 million and need your business designed to do that, and you are like, how does this happen? How do I form the offerings that get me there? How do I get the team in place? I'm burnt out and stressed out and I don't know how to make this happen. Just let me know. Send me a DM. We can talk. We'll see if it's a good fit. So there's that. And I think that getting that time back, getting that visioning space back is really going to support me stepping into maternity leave. And I do think that maternity leave will be very similar. I'll probably be taking off calls, but I'll still be coming to coaching calls and things like that, because I'm also going to get a lot of support. Last time, and I think I need to do a whole episode on this, but I did have pretty severe postpartum depression, having Carter and shifting into my new identity and as a mom and mixing that with business and all of these things. And I feel like I'm really just coming into myself again. So I think that going into this next pregnancy and maternity leave, I am going to be getting support at home, and making sure that I'm personally really taken care of so that I don't mentally go through the same things that happened before. It was a lot. There's so many shifts for those of you who are parents. There are just a lot of shifts, a lot physically, mentally, emotionally, all the shifts. So anyway, that is what I will be doing. I'm still going to make time to like be at the coaching calls and do those things. I'll just keep getting the support that I need. I feel like that was such a huge thing. Having a baby, it's like, get the support that you need if you can. I know I do have a lot of privilege and my business was structured to support this going into it. And if you can get the support, I think sometimes we can get the support, but we feel guilty about it. So if you are able to, please get as much support as you can. That's kind of a lesson of my whole life. Get all the support. You don't have to do this alone. Okay. I'm going over my list. So yeah, that's pretty much everything. That is my vision for my future ideal schedule. I think as we're all building our own aligned business, things can ebb, things can flow, where I'm constantly reevaluating what feels good for me. And it's just incredible when you do get those business foundations set and you do start to step into a place where you either have your business where you don't need team and it's kind of like totally running on its own on automated systems, or you scale with team who's able to take over the intentional, heartfelt doing that you might have been doing before, and you're setting that bigger picture and infusing all of your creativity and heartfeltness and love into how your team is then taking care of your clients. You're able to have this freedom of choice to be able to create your ideal schedule. I'm in a place where I am just dreaming like what would feel really good now. Last year, it felt really good to deep dive into my business again, build the structure and the team, scale the coaching business. And now I'm like, ooh, it would feel really good to work for 3 weeks and then have a fourth week off. So that is what I'm doing. And I'll be working towards that. Hopefully in the next couple months, I will be able to make that happen. And that's where I'm heading. So let me know. Do you have any questions about this? Do you have any thoughts, any anything? Please reach out to me. I am now at Kelsey Kerslake on Instagram. You can send me a DM there. I'm so happy to chat, just hang out there. And yeah, let me know if you need any support. I am here for you. Have an amazing day, and we will talk next week. Bye. Thank you so much for spending time with me today. If you've enjoyed the show, please take a few seconds right now to leave a rating and review on iTunes. It's so simple and helps us so much. This is incredibly helpful for getting this show into more ears so that we can make even more impact. I'm sending you so much love. I hope you have an amazing week. You've got this.